when we played with them, they were like, so what's the name of your band? And we're like, we're called Dawes. And they're like, oh, you do covers. Like, no, we're called Dawes. like, yeah, do you do Dawes covers? That's interesting. You name the band the same thing as that. Yeah. We're like, no, it's Dawes. And they're like, and then they finally like, oh! Yeah.
Well, you should open the set up then with Break On Through to the Other Side, right, or something exactly. Like that. Yeah.
They're definitely not a Doors cover band, but with their California roots and appreciation of analog recording techniques, it's more than their name that recalls the SoCal sound of the 60s and 70s. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Dawes is pretty new to the music scene, but you could say the band has an old soul. North Hills, their debut album, has a sunshine-filled vintage sound that transports you to the days when the Eagles, Crosby, Stills and Nash, and Neil Young were first getting attention. Part of that retro feel comes from producer Jonathan Wilson, one of the leading architects of what's being called the modern Laurel Canyon sound. He produced the album and had the band record North Hills the old-fashioned way, on tape. Dawes brought some of their vintage gear into Studio A, where FUV's Darren DeVivo asked lead singer Taylor Goldsmith about the band's old/new sound.
I'm listening to it as somebody who isn't a musician, and I'm thinking, you know, these guys sound like they've been influenced by so many different things, but yet it's totally unique. And, I mean, that's hard to do, I feel, find a niche after so many decades of popular music to find your own little sound. I mean, if somebody, like, said to you, hey, tell me about your band. What do you sound like? What do you tell them?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's interesting because a lot of people will make those the comparisons, like, though they have some qualities of Crosby, Stills and Nash or Neil Young or the band and or even the Eagles and stuff, yeah, that we're less familiar with. And it's all wonderful. It's, you know, some of those are some of our heroes. So it's we're definitely honored to be, you know, even mentioned in the same sentence. But at the same time, like as musicians, it is very, you know, ideally, like, you know, if we were only trying to, you know, replicate what they've done, then we can might as well just go home and listen to their records rather than try to make our own.
And however long your fits last. Does not respect how much you'll stand. You might be love's reminder, but love is all I am. Love is all I am.
I feel like the thing that made such a difference by recording it to tape was that it forced us as musicians to perform in a different way. I feel like when we were dealing with digital in the past with different bands and that sort of thing, if there was like a little quick note in a line that someone was singing or playing or whatever, it'd be very easy to go in and, you know, re-record it or nudge it or whatever the case. Whereas with analog, that's not nearly as convenient or possible. So we would find ourselves sort of like unconsciously you know, demanding ourselves to really do a solid entire performance. And so I feel like it forced us to step up as musicians. You know, maybe that's noticeable for listeners. I don't know. It's definitely noticeable for us. So it makes us that much happier with it being more or less a live record.
I want love to stretch its fingers wide and touch on all your wandering parts. Come sit by my Californian side with your Carolina heart. If you let me be your anchor, I will hold. Baby.
That's Dawes, and live versions of Love Is All I Am and If You Let Me Be Your Anchor. Dawes' debut album is North Hills. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. To hear more from Dawes and other artists, visit our online archives at WFUV.org.